Welcome to the Aaron LaBauer Show. This is the number one show for passionate physical therapy and healthcare entrepreneurs looking to level up their income and impact on the world. If that's you, then you're in the right place. So sit back, chill out, and let's get into the show.
Today, we're going to talk about the secret to making passive income as a physical therapist. Hey, my name is Aaron LaBauer, and welcome back. Be sure that before we hop in this video, you hit the like, subscribe, and click the little notification bell so you get more videos like this one on passive income, how to build your email list, the secret to scaling your business, and helping massive amounts of people at the same time. So today, we're going to talk about the secret to making passive income. And I'm going to focus it specifically on physical therapists. At the same time, I know that many of you aren't physical therapists. So here's what I want you to understand. I'm a physical therapist. I am a massage therapist. I am a yoga teacher. I'm a former professional cyclist. I love old things like Lambretta scooters and straight razor shaving. Even though I have a beard, I love restoring straight razors. So anytime you hear the word physical therapist, just think and install the name that you are, whether it's a speech-language pathologist, chiropractor. Maybe you own an ice cream catering business, like my friend Steve, who is going to be on the Cash PD Lunch Hour coming out in the next week or two. The secret to making passive income as a physical therapist is this. There is no passive income. What passive income really means is you put in the work once, and then the income comes in later, okay? Passive isn't just like you don't have to do anything and you make money. For any of these strategies, you actually have to put in some work. But it's about putting in the work up front and leveraging people and systems, time and knowledge to make income later. So if you can go to sleep, ride your bike, go on vacation, meet with a client, and money's still flowing in, you've got passive income, okay, which is great. And so here's what you really need to make passive income. I mean, I think like there's one of these I didn't even put down. You really need to have an audience. You need to give to get. You need to, you know, the one thing people struggle with the most when they come to me and say, Aaron, I want to teach a course online. I want to make money online because that's where the passive income is. They don't have any audience. They haven't given something in advance. They haven't given results in advance. They haven't given help in advance and they're expecting people to just come buy right now. Some people buy right now, but long term to create steady stream of passive income, you have to give results in advance. So I actually got to put that on my list. You have to give results in advance. Help someone. Give away your best stuff. Right? Most people won't take action on it anyways, and they'll, you know, more likely to come to you and be like, I need some help implementing this, or if that stuff was so great, just imagine the other stuff. Just like Bedros Koulian, who's my coach, who I'm paying over $50,000 a year to coach with. 14 years ago, I read one of his blog posts, and I implemented what he shared, and I used it to help build my cash practice when the APTA couldn't help me do it. And 10 years later, I went to him and became a private coaching client of him. And it's going on 4 years now because he gave me massive results in advance. And since being a private coaching client of his, every year, one of the strategies I learn or he teaches me pays for that year worth of coaching and more because I take action on what we decide and what he tells me to do. You know, I don't question him and go like, do you think? He gave me results in advance. I know that when he says, Aaron, you should do this, I go do it. I just did something. You know, I just did a 5-week boot camp that he helped me put together and made, made another, what did we make? $36,000. So 25 plus 36 is 41 plus $61,000. Okay, great. His one idea for the year, more than paid for his coaching. And I just calculated that in my head. But he gave me results in advance. Now I've got passive income. But I've put in a lot of the work too. And I'm sitting here talking to you now. Okay. The number two thing you need is lead flow. What is lead flow? Most people think, I kind of feel like I should show this to you. Most people think that they have enough leads or they don't have leads. But lead flow is like this. Lead flow, this is the lead flow. If you're just watching on Instagram or you're listening somewhere else, you might want to go and look on YouTube. But I'll show you what lead flow looks like. Imagine there's a triangle and we divide it into five segments. The bottom segment is going to be called blocked. It's kind of like your pipes are blocked and they're overflowing. Hopefully you don't have a sewage backup like we did about 5 years ago and you have to have your yard. But our flow was blocked. And then you have a trickle, okay? Maybe you got one or two people going to your website and they put their email address on your newsletter and says, join our newsletter or join our email list. People don't want to join newsletters and email lists. And so maybe you got a trickle, like one person a month, maybe two. Then you've got a drip, you know, kind of like the faucet. It kind of like drips in. It's just like drip, 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 maybe one or two people a week. Then, you know, and you know, it'll just drip. It's just constantly, it's like drip, drip. It's a little annoying. Maybe it's not as fast as you want. Like you're trying to, it's kind of like that faucet at the campsite that's barely running any water and you've got grease and oil and dirt on your hands. You're trying to wash them off with some Dr. Bronner soap, but you can't get the stuff to rinse off. Or maybe it's like when you try to wash your hands, well, not the, yeah, it's like that. You're like, I can't get it off, right? Okay, then you've got a flow of leads. Like you've clearly got lead magnet people want. You can put something out and you've got, you know, like people flow in. And it's like, okay, I got some leads and I can make some sales. And then at the very top, the top like, you know, little corner, you got a flood. It's pretty much too much leads. The truth is, there's really only two kinds, right? The truth is either you have enough leads or you don't have enough leads, right? So you might be saying, oh, I'm in a drip. And that's not enough leads. You got flow or flood, it's enough. So can we open the faucet a little bit more? Probably. So you need lead flow to make income, passive income as a physical therapist. You need lead flow. That could be people coming from your social media into your email follow-up system through a lead magnet or a webinar. I just did a podcast. I just actually recorded this. It's going to come out Friday before Thanksgiving. So whenever this comes out, it might be in another week or so. On the top eight ways to build your email list. So you have to have lead flow. Then number three, you need to have a value ladder. And what does a value ladder look like? A value ladder is, and I'm going to show this again on the iPad, but I'll describe it as well. It's like there's a ladder where it's more like a stair step approach. And at the bottom rung, you've got a free offer. Okay, that's a lead magnet. And then the next rung is a low barrier offer, an LBO. Like maybe it's a $75 total body diagnostic, or it's a $49 cash PT toolkit, or it's a free plus shipping book like the Cash PT Blueprint book, which is a free book. It cost me $12.40, but if you cover shipping, it's $9.99 to ship it out to you, and we'll give it to you for free. You can always go to Amazon and get it for $20. That's a low barrier offer. And then the next rung up is maybe you're one of your primary offers. It might be a, you know, $1,000 to $2,500, you know, course, program, plan of care. And then the next ladder up is either something like a Platinum Mastermind, which is a monthly membership group. It's to help you scale to multiple six and seven figures in the course of 12 to 36 months. Or for our clinic, it's our Wellness Warrior program, where people join our membership and they stay long-term. Okay, and that's the top of your value ladder. And that's more of like a monthly recurring revenue model, an MRR model. Okay, you got a value ladder. Now people can enter your value ladder at the bottom and work their way up, and they can enter at any of those segments. But just having a value ladder doesn't give you passive income, and just having lead flow doesn't give you passive income. Okay, as part of your value ladder, number four, you need to have a proven offer. You need to have an offer, whether it's a free and paid, but really it's like you need to have the proven lead magnet, and you need to have a proven paid offer where people are going to go to a sales page, or they're going to message you on Instagram, or they're going to send you an email, and you can either get them on the phone or get them on the phone or to a sales page and get them into your offer. And like in our clinic, the proven offer is our physical therapy, but it's not physical therapy. It's our return to running or total body complete program. It's $19.98 for a coaching business. It's the course like the Cash PT Blueprint or Income Impact Academy, Patience and Profits on Demand. Those are proven offers. Patience and Profits on Demand is a brand new offer. It wasn't proven until I created it and offered it to people. I offered it. We enrolled, 8 people the first time at $2,500, and then it was a proven offer. But it wasn't a proven offer before that. And so once I enrolled everybody, then I built out the course. I had an idea what I wanted to be, but I didn't spend time building it out until I could prove that people wanted it. Same thing happened with Income Impact Academy. The first time I put that one out, I was going to teach people how to, you know, during the pandemic, how to start a podcast, how to write a book, how to create an online course, how to do webinars and do that. It was going to be a mentorship, and I was going to do 2 hours a day, 5 days in a row, $197. No one on my 8,000 person email list that I sent it to wanted it. 2 months later, I changed the name, took out a bunch of the content, made it very specific of the promise is launch an online course and make more money in 30 days. We enrolled 95 people, launched it again in the fall, 65 people at a higher price point with 40% now took the new upsell, generated more money on it, helped even more people. We've enrolled over 200 people in this program. It's a proven offer. And at the same time, yeah, I mean, I've had 3 people enroll in that program in the last month and I'm not actively selling it. So that's called passive income. But I've done some of these other pieces first. Number 5, work smarter, not harder. This is another visual, but visualize it like this. Okay? There's 8 boxes in a row. All right? Most PTs who are struggling, you know, especially those of you who are struggling, you know, put in a piece of work. This is called the income impact ratio. The input impact ratio. And if you're watching me write, I'm a lefty and I've been writing that way since first grade. Billy Pope was perfect at writing. My writing is always wonky. What I've realized is I have always had to write on like the coils of the notepads. So my writing is really bad. And I also have, my dad's a physician. So you know how physicians sign their notes looks terrible. So, but anyways, the input impact ratio, there's 8 boxes. Most PTs are doing work. They do work. They do a little bit more work. They do a lot more work. They treat some patients and do some other stuff. And so 7 out of 8 times they're doing work and being busy. And then they have one box that's green. So the first 7 boxes are red, the last box is green, and they have some impact, right? That might be even you, if you're like, I don't want to grow past just owning a job in my own cash practice and seeing patients one-on-one. Like, yeah, you're helping people one-on-one, which is vital and important, but you're limiting your impact. So let's say you're a TMJ specialist and you only want to see people one-on-one, and you're going to put in all the work and wait and guess. But there are people all over the United States, all over the world who have these problems. So could you put out a lead magnet and maybe an online course that's even a low barrier offer for your local patients that can help thousands of people? Yes, absolutely. But we weren't trained to think that way. So successful physical therapists, million dollar physical therapists are like this. They put in one piece of input. They put in one piece of work, like me creating this content right now, And then the impact multiplies because I have a team that's going to take this video, put it on social media, put it on YouTube, depending on how long it is. Maybe we'll make a podcast out of it, but this isn't, I didn't start this one intending it to be a podcast. It's intended to be a YouTube video. But we might repurpose it later. And now my input to impact ratio is really high. What I want to know is, what is your input to impact ratio? And you could put it in the chat if you're watching this. You could message me later. But I want to know, what is it right now and what do you want it to be? Because successful physical therapists who create passive income put in one piece of work and they impact for themselves, their bank account, for people in the world, outweighs the amount that they input. Because I know it used to give me anxiety thinking, how am I going to make $1 million a year? I'm just going to have to work 10 times as hard, right? Okay, I'm making six figures now. To make $1 million, that's times 10. I'm just going to have to work 10 times as hard. Well, that's not reality. Reality is the $1 million PTs are working smarter and not harder. How do you do that? You leverage software and you leverage a team. So you leverage software like the PT email engine, which not only allows me to send out automated emails to people who get our lead magnets or become patients and customers and nurture them and ask for referrals. I leverage that to notify team members about when an action's been taken and they need to maybe follow up with someone in person. We leverage other software in our business like ClickFunnels and SamCart and Zapier and Slack and Google Workplace and IntakeQ, which IntakeQ alone saved me about 2.5 hours a week when I started using that because it allowed us to do all the intake forms online. Now it doesn't save me any time, but it saves my team time. And the other thing is leveraging your employees and team. Virtual assistants, in-person employees to do work for you, because at the end of the day, if you're a physical therapist, you're just a highly trained technician who deserves to earn more, but you don't because you're just a technician with a doctoral degree. Okay, anyone can do physical therapy. I'm not going to let anyone do physical therapy at my clinic. I'm going to make sure that they're like an amazing person who believes in our vision and mission and, you know, believes in helping people. But by them doing one-on-one in our clinic, they're working together with me on my team to help you and thousands of people, 55,000 physical therapists, learn how to market directly to patients so we can help 100 million people avoid unnecessary surgery and expensive imaging. Like, they're a part of that mission. So they're part of it, even though they're doing an important piece, they're a part of the bigger mission and goal. And so my team believes in the mission, and I hope they do. I think they do, but I know they do. And that's why we're able to do this. We can help people in a meaningful way here in Greensboro, but I can't be stuck sitting at a table treating 20 patients a week because I'm sitting there, and when I was just sitting there thinking about all the other things I could be doing to help people. So just remember, no matter where you're at, yes, there's things that you can do, but you're not the only one that can do them. And if you can find a software, a service, or a person to help make it easier and multiply your impact, buy back your time so you can help more people at once, it's your duty to figure that part out or to find the software, system, or person to do it, or find the person to show you exactly what you need to do so you can do it. Okay. Secret number six to making passive income as a physical therapist, you create an evergreen sales sequence. So you come into our value ladder, and then there's a sequence of emails you get to help move you up the value ladder. And that's what we've been doing for 20 years, and that's what we use the PT email engine for, is you come into a webinar or a back pain ebook or a in-person workshop, and there's an email sequence that moves you along the path and creating a relationship with you to move you into becoming a patient. Or you get the Cash PT checklist and there's a sequence that moves you into the Cash PT blueprint. Or maybe you get my 35 marketing strategies, or you attend a webinar or something and it moves you into a path of joining our Platinum Mastermind group. Because I know what my value ladders are, and I use automated sequences to move people along the path. That's how we got a 2-comma club award from ClickFunnels for the Cash PT checklist funnel. A 2-comma club award means we've made over $1 million, 7 figures, 2 commas, in one funnel on ClickFunnels, which is pretty dope. But that's how we did it. Okay, you have an evergreen sales system. And on the weekend, I'll be working out. Maybe I'll be at a meeting. I'll be on vacation. And ding, ding, you know, I got sales coming in. You got like different, you know, like book selling courses, product downloads, new clients, coaching clients, etc. It's dope. The first time it happened to me, I remember being like, oh my God, this is amazing. I made $35 on my very first sale. It was awesome. Okay, work smarter, not harder. Create an evergreen sales system. And then that just bleeds into, you need to use email marketing. You just have to. That's what we created, the PT email engine for our Platinum Mastermind members. We've now rolled it out to people who want to use it. It's basically, I write the emails for you and the sequences, and we set it all up for you and we hand it over to you. It's like you just bought a new BMW and I gave you lifetime free gas, right? You can drive the new BMW off the lot and you can fill it up at the gas station every week, or you can drive it off the lot and you got a free gas card from Aaron. The engine has all the gas it needs. You just need to go start the engine every day and run it. Okay. Number eight. This is a little bit different, but this is an extension of all these things. Once these things start working, once you start getting sales in, once you have, you give results in advance, you create lead flow, and you've got a value ladder, and people are flowing up your value ladder. You've got your proven offer, and they're buying your thing. They're coming into your clinic or buying your course or program. You're leveraging software and employees. You've got an evergreen sales sequence, and you're using an email marketing system. The next thing you need to do is you need to invest. And you need to start investing probably at the beginning, but there's different levels of investing. And investments are things like you investing time into setting up this whole sequence and taking action on it. That's an investment in yourself. Okay, like I said, like passive income isn't easy, but you put in work in the beginning and at the end you get a lot of impact. But it's rewarding, and it's rewarding for the right person, and it's not for everybody. Yeah, invest in yourself. So when you invest in yourself, you might need to invest in yourself before you get this all figured out, because you can't figure it out, or you just want to get through it faster, and you need to invest in a business coach or a mastermind group to help you move through this whole sequence and help you level up your mindset and learn. Okay, you need to also invest in your business, right? Don't worry about your student loans. Don't wait until you pay them off. Don't aggressively pay them off if you want to be successful in business. Aggressively invest in yourself and in your business, because you are your own, you are the best asset. You can get a 100x ROI out of yourself. You can go from making $85,000 to $1 million in 3 years, or you can go from making no dollars to $1 million in 3 years, like one of my coaching clients, Ben Baggy, did. He graduated school, started a cash practice, and now he's got a $1 million business 3 years out of school. You can do that. Hey, guess what? In the process, he took the profits and paid off $130,000 in student loans, but he didn't do that until he had excess profits beyond what he needed to have a great life and pay his employees. Okay, other ways you need to invest is you need to invest in the stock market. Like, I believe you need to be invested in the stock market and cryptocurrency and real estate. The easiest ones to get into is probably the stock market and even crypto. Real estate's a little bit different because you got to have a bigger upfront chunk of money, but you should be saving for that somewhere, right? You could use profits in stocks and cryptocurrency to save for a $100,000 down payment on a multi-unit building, because don't go and invest in single owner occupancy buildings, because if it's empty, you don't have any income. But if you can invest, let's say, in a multi-unit real estate, or maybe a multi-unit commercial real estate where you're renting from one of the locations, and so there's a that you get tax benefits from that. Like, I don't pay taxes on what I pay in rent. And then if I own the building, the renter pays the mortgage and I don't pay taxes on the mortgage. You know, it's like, or maybe there's a little bit tax on, there's tax, I'm not a tax professional, but there's it's like, I know that my business has been here for 5 years. My business isn't going to default, so I can be a tenant of myself. And then the income from the other units is all passive because I hire a property manager to do it or have one of my employees help manage the stuff. Like, I'm not going to be the one coming and fixing the faucet. So, but the thing with real estate is what builds long-term wealth. Like, you might hear people talking about life-changing wealth in crypto, and you got to get in early and you got to, you know, be willing to lose it all. You're not going to get life-changing, you may not get life-changing money from stock market or real estate either. You might mess it up. But what I can tell you this is the people that have the most generational wealth own the most land. Okay, think about this. McDonald's, the Catholic Church, who else? Like, you know, McDonald's, how they do the franchisees pay for the land underneath each of the franchises. The Catholic Church owns just a ton of land. There's just a ton of wealth in land, okay? Land and buildings. And can you get a tenant to pay for the land underneath it? Yeah, you can. All right? So think about this. If you're, especially with the stock market or crypto, if you're not in the game, you'll never win the game, okay? And if you're in, you may win, you may lose. But there's no way to win if you're not even in. And that rhymed and I didn't even mean it to. But you have to be in, even if it's 20 bucks a month. 20 bucks a month into 20 bucks a week in Bitcoin, 20 bucks a month into a Vanguard exchange traded fund that follows the S&P 500. You're going to make gains and it'll generally be better than keeping the money in a savings account in your bank and making 0.001% because inflation is much higher than that. So we need to be putting our money and income and revenue into places where it's going to make more money. But I can tell you, last night I went and farmed some crypto and I've already made $10. And it took me an hour to figure out how to do it. I farmed it. Shout out to Brandon Smith, who's one of our Platinum Mastermind members, who teaches people about how to make $150,000 or more in home health and how to invest in cryptocurrency and a whole bunch of other things on his Discord. Yeah, I pay him 10 bucks a month. It belonged to the Discord. And I just made 10 bucks last night from this one strategy he taught me how to do. But now that money is going to sit there and it's going to make $15, $20 a day, which is a whole lot more than it's going to make sitting in my Wells Fargo account. It's pretty dope. That's called passive income. I put in some work once and I let it sit and it makes more money. And there's a little bit of work to get it out. But like I said, this isn't work free. It's generating income and revenue so that you don't always have to do the work to get it. You're not trading time for money. You put in time, effort, and you work smart. So that later on, you have, like, basically you have time to do whatever you want, like record videos like this, hang out with your kids, get off early on Fridays, etc. Or actually work as hard as you want. Like, I can work as hard as I want because I want to be here. So those are the secrets to making passive income as a physical therapist. And the last thing I'm going to say is, if you think it's great, but you're not willing to put in the work, like, just admit to yourself that this isn't for me. Uncertainty, risk, and staying up late at night, getting up early in the morning, isn't for me. Like, I'm not cut out to be a entrepreneur. Just go get a home health job for $150,000 a year, pay off your student loans, and let's call it a day. But if you're willing to go to bat and work for patients, not insurance companies, you want to change our profession, you want to change the world, you want to do something different, then you're going to have to get a little uncomfortable. And this is how, one of the ways you're going to do it. So if that's you, it describes you and you're like, Aaron, okay, look, like, this is great, but I need some information and I need help. I need accountability. I want a group. I want to, like, find out from you exactly what I should be doing. You might be a great fit for a Platinum Mastermind program, especially if you already have a offer that sells or a business or you're willing to invest in yourself long term. It's a 12 to 36 month program to help you scale to six figures and even seven figures. And so if you feel like that's one of the next steps for you, I want to invite you to a free strategy call with me or someone on my team, where what we'll do is we'll dive in and help you figure out where you are in your business right now, where do you want to go in 3 years, and we'll make a strategy and plan on how to get there. And if at the end of the call we feel like you're a good fit And we all kind of get along. We'll make an invitation to join us in our Platinum Mastermind program and go through all the details about what that's like then. But first, we got to get on a free call to make sure that you're a good fit. So if that's you and you want to make passive income as a physical therapist, you want to go from making $80,000 to $150,000 a year to making multiple six and seven figures, DM me the word passive or DM me the word passive income. And I'll send you some details about how you can apply to hop on a call with us. And we can work together to crush it and help millions of people together. So that's it for this show. If that's not you yet, no worries. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, click the notification bell, tell your friends, leave me a comment below about what was most helpful for you about this. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace. Hey, what's up? It's Aaron. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed the episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a 5-star rating and review over on iTunes. And to catch all the latest from me, follow me over on Instagram at Aaron LeBauer. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.